Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you'll make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes!
Whee!
Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, once again, for the 1,214th time. But who's counting? That's not that me. New math. I'm not me. Not me. It's too early.
Are you counting, Caesar?
I don't have enough fingers on my hand and toes.
Are
on
you
my
counting,
feet.
Tony?
Tony in the corner? Can you count?
Yeah, Tony,
are you counting?
Yeah.
Are you going to count how many shows I've had this year? I mean, since 2003?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good way of saying it. It had just been a lot. 244-9234. Get in when you can fit in. A giant 90.9, the greatest school in the world. Here at Bean Davis High School on the west side of Marion County. So we're sitting here. We're going to do some stuff and things today. We might have a guest show up.
Yeah,
we don't know.
It's my fault. I forgot to remind him.
Yeah, I forgot to remind him too.
So if he doesn't come today, we'll try to get him back on the show next year.
Here we go again, making a lot of noise.
Look at Emerson.
I always do that. That technology thing. Yeah. We're making a lot of noise and stuff.
Yeah,
we'll try to get him back. Hopefully, he might just get bum rushed. And like we normally do from time to time, our guests just show up in window.
If that happens, I will quietly move to the
and
exits.
I will move too.
Oh,
I think
because you have to move so I can get around you.
Okay, Santa.
Oh.
Hey, you be
good. We should have Santa call in.
Yeah.
One year.
Yeah.
Like on the last show.
You'd be a good Santa.
Well, hello, boys and girls.
Yeah, I'll get nothing.
I'm on my way to Wayne Township.
I'll get nothing but coal in my stocking. So
yeah,
me neither. I already know.
That's what I think Santa would sound like. Yeah. It's not. I've never really talked to Santa before. You know, not the real.
I play Santa.
The real Santa. Yeah?
Yeah. I'm all. Yeah, if you folks check out my Facebook page, I got some skits of me playing Santa. It's pretty cool.
You know, when I was little, I noticed that when I would go.
You were little?
Yeah, I was little at one time. I know, it's hard to believe. But I would go to, you know, visit Santa, tell him what I want for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I would notice that the Santas that I would go visit.
Right.
They never really look like
the Santa.
What I thought was the real Santa. So my parents explained that by saying that Santa hires actors.
Okay.
But they all report back to Santa.
Huh.
That's what they. So, I mean, you know.
That's pretty cool. Well, one thing about Santa.
14-year-old John believed that.
Yeah. I believe in Santa. I believe in Santa.
No, I do too. I do too.
See, look, you can't see. What's that word? GIF or GIF? What they call things?
The picture that moves?
Yeah.
A GIF? Yeah.
I'm sure
GIF, it's GIF. I've heard of both.
That's me. Now, can I hold it up and stuff and go this? Can y'all see this? If y'all can see that on Facebook Live.
There you go.
That's me playing Santa Claus. I don't know if you can see that or not.
Tony with the close-up.
I don't know if you can see it or not. So that's me outside my window playing. So I made a GIF.
GIF?
Yeah, I made a GIF.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
I just pronounce it with the letters G-I-G-A-F.
Yeah.
You just say G-I-F.
Yeah, just so. Sometimes I just say GIF or like the picture that moves or I just send it.
I think GIF, I always think of the peanut butter.
I did too. I made a GIF.
Juicy mothers.
What you mean you made? What you mean you made a GIF? How you make a GIF?
Out the peanut butter.
I got
butter.
A computer, and I took a picture. No, that's a GIF. You didn't make a GIF.
By the way, this is School Talk with Emerson.
Yeah, we do. We are actually. Where my paper at?
I don't know.
Going to turn to a smorgasbord.
Well, and you know, smorgasbords are good around Christmas time. Hey, we've got news to report for WBDG.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? That's the, what's that
Not
thing?
Only do we have the big board, but
big noise.
But before
big
we noise. Go to the big board, we've got a national finalist.
Yes.
At WBDG. Yeah.
That's Grant Covey. That's news. That's news.
Grant Covey, who is our program director, sports director extraordinaire. He entered, for the first time ever, we entered the Intercollegiate Broadcasting System Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of just dipped our toe into the pool. We wanted to see exactly what it was all about. So Grant came in over fall break and went through all of his basketball games and football games and picked out what he thought were the best girls basketball, boys basketball,
all right, okay,
and football broadcasts. And then he sent them in to the IBS, and he's now a national finalist.
Push the magic button. Push that magic button. That's right. Folks on Facebook, that's my applause button. Yeah.
So Grant Covey will now go to New York on March 2nd, and he'll find out if he's going to win the national award in the IBS, in the Intercollegiate Broadcasting high school radio contest. That's pretty neat.
Good honor. That's a good opportunity.
That's so impressive. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, man, and also congratulations to Carmel High School. I saw they were nominated, and also Pendleton Heights nominated as well in those categories. Which I think it goes to show you just how strong high school radio is. In the state of Indiana.
That is so cool. No, because we're our young scholars, not just here in our high school, but other high schools.
Right.
Doing that great thing.
You know? So congratulations to Graham. He's Tri-West student. That's where his
Area 31.
Home school is, but he comes to us through Area 31. So we appreciate all his hard work, and you can hear him tonight, which is on
he sounds that thing good up too. There. Where's he at now?
He's probably asleep. I don't know.
We gotta call him.
I think they're out of school.
Call him and wake him up.
Hey, Grant, wake up.
I'm serious.
Knowing Grant, he's probably up right now preparing for the game tonight.
That'd be funny. One day I'm gonna do that. I wanna call somebody early in the morning, either and put a mic in their face, like I did the governor.
Oh. And are you gonna talk about our superintendent as well?
Oh man, Dr. Butts.
Yeah.
How long are we gonna keep him? Somebody gonna steal Dr. Butts.
Yeah.
We're missing Dr. Butts. Somebody stole Dr. Butts. Dial 911. Someone stole Dr. Butts. Now, what am I talking about? Mr. Easton, someone talking.
We'll get to that in just a second. Why don't we do the big board?
Come on. Do the big board.
So, boys basketball team is tonight. Ben Davis at Lawrence Central at 7:30 p.m. And the girls team is Ron Colley at Ben Davis Friday at 7:30, and that game will be on WBDG.
Hey.
And make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at WBDG Indy. And our request line is 317-244-9234. That's 317-244-9234. Just call and request any song you would like to hear on air. And School Talk with Emerson, which is happening right now every Friday at 7:30 a.m. And you can find us on TuneIn and Next Radio and on the Wayne Township app if you want to listen to us through your mobile device. And finals week is December 17th through the 21st. So today is our last day for finals here at Ben Davis. And our winter break starts tomorrow, December 22nd through January 7th. And school reopens January 8th. Our holiday music marathon would be December 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Whoa, how
it's coming up starting Sunday.
Yep.
And we've got 72 hours for you.
Woo!
And it is their 20th year we've done this. So it should be a lot of fun. I have I that opportunity while we were listening to that thing up there.
That thing called?
Yeah. We get a lot of mileage out of that, don't we?
Yep.
Anyway, this comes from Alexandria, Virginia.
Awesome.
If we're reading news, you know, you got to say where it came from. From Alexandria, Virginia.
Radio voice.
The AASA, the School Superintendents Association, announced, it's the 17th, so that was today is the 21st, so that was Monday, I believe. Announced on Monday that the 2019 finalists for the National Superintendent of the Year Awards,
This is the 32nd anniversary of the program, which honors school leaders throughout the country and internationally as well. Co-sponsored by the VALIC Company for Student AASA, the 2019 Superintendent of the Year Award will be announced at the AASA's National Conference in February in L.A. And the four finalists are...
Well, the finalists that we care about here.
Dr. Jeff Butts, the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township in Indianapolis. That's pretty cool.
That's the magic button. Actually. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. That's why I said, we're going, man, how long?
The applicants were measured in this criteria. Leadership for learning, which is creativity and successfully meeting the needs of students in the school system. Communication, strength in both personal and organizational communication. Professionalism, which is constant improvement of administrative knowledge and skills while providing professional development, education opportunities, and to others in the education team. And community involvement, which active participation in the local community. And we know he checks all those boxes.
Oh, yes, he does.
And we've had him on the show. Actually, I think he was our first guest this year. So, Dr. Butts, we salute you, and we appreciate that you give us the opportunity to do what we do here. You're always supportive of everything we do. And I think you believe in our program. You believe in BDTV. You've always been big on student media, and we really, really appreciate everything that you do for us. So we know you got a great chance.
Yeah, I mean, when I say someone's going to steal Dr. Butts, he is just awesome. I mean, and the talent, I mean, he's talented. I mean, can you say talented? He's good at what he does. So, yes, he's very talented, and we're blessed to have him on the West Side here. He's ours, and I know the other folks, they recognize what we got. And when they recognize things like that, they recognize, you know, the importance he does. He is to Wayne Township and the importance and how much he loves us young scholars. They might try to steal him, but he can't go.
Well, you know, there was a picture that was sent out on Twitter. I think it was last year, and a teacher had sent it, and they caught it when he wasn't looking. And it was a picture of Dr. Butts, and there was a student at one of the elementary schools that was having a tough day.
Right, right.
So the kid is in the hall on the floor. Guess who's sitting on the floor in his suit right in front of him? Dr. Butts. And that... You know, that just tells you the kind of guy he is. And you know, we see him a lot. He'll just pop in here, walk through. It's everybody's, hey, Dr. Butts.
Yeah.
You know, it's everybody knows him.
Yeah.
And he's so good with communication, too.
Yeah. He's always been that way. I mean,
he uses Twitter appropriately.
Yeah. I remember when he was just assistant superintendent. I remember, and I used to walk back and forth across the street, and he'd be in, I think we had a black pickup truck. I think it was a Chevy. I might be wrong. It might just cuss his truck out. Cause it might have been a Ford. I don't know. But I know it wasn't a Dodge. But, you know, and then he'd be at the light going, arr, arr, arr. I look up, Dr. Butts, what are you doing? How are you doing, Emerson? he got a great sense of humor, and he's great with our young people. And he's great in the classroom. Yeah, classroom. And he's great at what he does as he talks about our kids and pushing education on the West Side, because it is so important to have a superintendent in your back pocket.
Absolutely. And you know, we just appreciate him, and we wish him the best in that competition.
That is so great.
He's already been the Indiana Superintendent of the Year.
I know. That's what I said. Somebody go try to steal him, you know. He can't go.
We're locking his door.
Against the duct tape. Where's Emerson at? Well, he's got Dr. Butts kind of cornered in the radio station. They won't let him go. Email came down, and he got picked up by this big-time Washington organization, paid him millions of dollars, and Emerson got him duct taped. Now, breaking news from Giant 90.9. Dr. Butts has been held by Costi by Mr. Allen. By Costi? What's that new word? It's a new word today. He's held by Costi.
Word of the day.
We need to, and now it's been said twice, so I think that qualifies it now as being published twice, so we can put a definition with it and maybe get it in the dictionary next year.
Shout out to on Facebook to Sister Yvonne Ingram. Sister Ingram, good morning to you out there in the Facebook world, and listen to us in our crazy antics here on the radio as we celebrate Christmas coming up also.
kind of weird to watch yourself on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
It's behind.
Yeah. So it's just don't listen to it. Did my lips start moving now? But it's that time of year, you know, to be grateful for what you have. And I'm just grateful, you know. So, like I said, sometimes we have to do what we got to do. But I'm really grateful for another Christmas, you know. And I know Sister Yvonne, I know you are. They're grateful also, and then think about all the loved ones that we miss. So our hearts go out to all the families that are missing loved ones today too. That's a shout out right there. I'm included. John's included. A lot of folks included in that conversation there. So, but it's the holidays. It's a good time. It ain't snowing yet, but it's coming.
No,
but yeah. It's coming.
You know, we'll get some snow eventually.
Do you want a white Christmas, Rich?
I love a white Christmas. I'm somebody who enjoys it to snow like Christmas Eve.
Right, right.
Snow about like 8 inches.
Right, right.
And then melt by the 26th. And I'm dead.
Give me a dash.
Give me that beautiful snow, you know, the day of and when everybody's with the family. Yeah. But it can't like coat the roads or anything. The roads have to stay perfect.
Yeah. Older I get, I hate driving in the snow.
Oh, yeah.
I used to love driving, like doing donuts and stuff, make snow. You make snow angel with a car?
Just thinking of the logistics of that one.
I mean, you make donuts. Anybody can make a donut in a car, you know, just going on. But can't make a snow angel with a car, you know. That's like.
You have the fishtail. They train you for that in the state police. Yeah.
See, at the
you get the driving.
Yeah, in Plainfield. At the Law Enforcement Academy, they have the wet mat. And on the wet mat, you got an opportunity to check your driving skills. And one of the things you must pass is making a snow angel. It's in Section 45 of the Penal Code of the NSA Police Academy. You must make a snow angel.
Have to fishtail, like do a small donut for the head, probably fishtail for the wings.
I think I just got in trouble. All right. Students out there, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
don't do that.
And Mr. Allen said I could make a snow angel.
Yeah, knock on my door. Boom, 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 boom. Daddy, it's the state police. May I help you? Yes, a couple of students.
School talk has been canceled.
Hey, yeah.
Congratulations to John Stair.
Hey.
The anchor, Channel 13. He's retiring. This is his last day.
Woo.
Last day on Channel 13. So.
Hey.
Congratulations to
him. What's he going to do?
I know he listens to this program every
week. What's he going to do?
I don't know if he does or not. He's a good guy. I don't know.
Picking up a personality.
Probably going to just relax. He's been doing it for 40 years.
Ashley Brown.
Yes, she's back.
Yeah. The weather just got cooler.
Ashley Brown. She's been out, talked to our kids before.
Yeah.
Awesome person.
She's back.
Now the chief meteorologist on Channel 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I like folks like Mr. Stair and Ashley Brown because, you know, they definitely love students. They love people in general, you know, but they're good people. When you see them in public, they don't shy away from you.
No.
You know, when I saw Ashley Brown for the first time at either the fairgrounds or at the convention center, one or the other, she was with, and I walked, part one is you walk up to them and you speak to them and they speak to you back. And that's so cool. Now, part two to that is we think we know them.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we see them all the time on TV and we think we know them and we approach them like, how you doing? What's going on? They don't know us. Right.
Because you see them on TV.
Yeah.
You know?
And you feel like you know them. I wonder how I never asked them, how do they feel when people walk up to them? Because we see them every day like we know them, don't know nothing. Well, we know what we read, but otherwise we don't know them from a can of paint. But we walk up to them like, how you doing? How's the family? How's your dog? You fix that cat yet? What do you mean fix my cat? Wow! Leave me alone. Did you buy that new house? What were you talking about? Yeah, you know, the other day you're talking about you're gonna buy a new house and buy a new car. Buy a new car? Why are you in my Kool-Aid?
Did you mow your lawn?
Yeah.
So wait a minute.
Yeah.
How do you know where I live?
Yeah, get some good fertilizer over at Mike's place. But anyway, but we think we know them because we see them all the way on TV. But I'm still glad Ashley Brown. You know, I'm just.
Where did you?
I don't know. I was cutting grass. I did cut my grass a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
It's growing. I thought this morning as I pulled out, I said, my grass could probably use to be mowed.
I cut my grass
it's
because
been nice.
Yeah,
you know,
yesterday was 52 degrees. Yes, day for yesterday.
I mean, it seemed like we got 52. December.
Day for yesterday was 52 degrees. Yesterday was, I think, it was 40 something.
See, we like we got December, November this year. Now we're kind of back in February now.
I know. I got my February. Well, I guess I ain't gonna show. We blew it again.
Yeah, we did.
I think we did again. But let me. But, can I tell him who he was? Who was gonna be? We'll get him back.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get him back.
Right. It's my fault.
We're gonna get him. It's been busy. I mean, I've been busy in my job, you're busy in your job, and they don't pay me enough to do this show. I'm saying right now, I don't get paid enough to do this show. I want to raise.
We're doubling your salary. You know, I told Grant that earlier. Because Grant's going to be working on the Mick Network.
Oh, yeah?
Tomorrow.
Your paper's
going to be the sideline reporter for one of the games tomorrow for the Mick Network. And he's like, I said, Grant, I said, you're leaving me, man. He said, you're going to the Mick Network. I said, what's this about? You're moving up to TV. He's like, I said, are you trying to, you know, negotiate your salary? And he's like, Mr. Easter, you could just give me double nothing.
That's all we get.
It's like, yeah, there you go.
Well, folks, you just told it. My salary is zero. But anyway, yeah.
But it's the knowledge that you've helped the community.
I wouldn't give us up for it. I wouldn't give us up. I mean, I always told you, you find a job that you love and they pay you to do it, man, call me.
I want that job.
But seriously, you're fine. I just love doing this. I don't care about the pay. But anyway, pen name, JT Granger. What's that? Who's she come from? I want to fight me. What's that? Facebook went crazy.
Shiny object.
That was crazy. I don't know how I went to that. But anyway, JT Granger.
Just work here.
Yeah. JT Granger, this is crazy. JT Granger, said that three times, didn't I? But JT Granger, a writer, pen name, and he wrote, he writes fantasy, science, and fiction author. Born in Henderson, Kentucky, grew up in Evansville, Indiana, where my sister lives down there. Since his youth, he has written various plays and short stories and always been fascinated by tales that involve imaginary worlds and contain extraordinary elements. Now, what I really wanted to ask him, and I'm going to ask him, is when he was in school, did he talk to himself?
That's a good question.
I mean, okay, imaginary worlds.
Yeah.
I mean, was he a kind of student that sat in the corner and had conversations with himself? I want to know. Because if he did, and he's making a lot of money, I made a mistake. I should have been talking to myself.
That's what we do in radio, though, because we're never sure who's out there listening. You know, we like think we're talking to you out there in your car, driving, you know, sitting in the line at the local place waiting for your coffee, or you know, driving down 465, wherever you are. We'd like to think we're talking to you, but we don't know. We could be talking to ourselves.
That's true. Like, we're talking to Yvonne. She's gone now.
Like Fluffy the cat, who happens to be at home, and they put us on because like they know Fluffy. We don't have commercials.
I like Fluffy. Yeah. Fluffy's cool.
Hi, Fluffy.
But I do wonder, what did he speak to him? Where his inspiration came from to be a writer?
And Caesar's yawning.
Imaginary worlds. Caesar, let me ask you a question. Yeah. When you were younger... Like you're old right now, right? did you talk to yourself?
My conscience, you know, when you're thinking about doing something, but your mind's like, don't do it or do it because it's the right thing. That kind of thing, yeah. And it still happens to me now.
It better happen. It happens with me. That is so true. You do. Because that's one thing about a lot of folks don't do enough of. Talk to themselves, reference, you know, before they get in trouble. Like, is this a good idea or not? And if it's not, go the other way.
Right.
You know, do the make. Don't go down that alley. Don't go on in that story.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks need to talk to themselves more often. You know, they stay out of juvenile and stay out of harm's way because you got to go through a process. You know. So maybe he did. Caesar, write a book.
I'm more of a speaking person rather than a writing person. I'm not. That's my not writing's wanna, not my strong subject.
Can you write a book? Can you like talk in the microphone? You can probably talk in the microphone. Somebody take that and put it in words.
Yeah, that's true.
Except the words that I use, they don't know, in the dictionary.
What was the one we made up earlier?
No idea. I remember now. That's a good one. I know how I dare. Yeah. Yeah, leave that alone. I had no idea. No, that's a joke, y'all. Never mind. It's kind of funny, though. Now I gotta do it. I'm tempted to.
The views expressed on School Talk. Oh, hit the dumb button.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Hit that button. I call it the jam.
Not that. Not the applause button.
Yeah,
the
Jackson button.
Oh.
Change the channel. Get the kids out of the living room. Emerson's on the radio.
Script. We're already off script.
But anyway, we will get Mr. T.
JT Granger.
JT Granger. I'm gonna change his name too. He said his hashtag at real JT Granger. It's gonna be TJ Granger when I get done with him. Nah, I do want to talk to him. I do want to write a book. You know, I've started writing some things down. Can't read them.
You know, I've always I like to write creatively, and most of the stuff that I write you never see.
Right.
But it is very difficult when you start to sit down. I could do short stories. I could do poetry. Uh-huh. But when you sit down and you start thinking, would I write a book?
You'd be good writing poems. I can see you doing poems.
Yeah, I've done that stuff.
Go ahead.
But you know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, poem by John Easter.
The poetry styling.
Why I wake up in the morning.
Radio is nice.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not laughing.
Come on,
go ahead.
I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna do a show on that. Late, we're gonna do a radio drama. That's why I like radio drama. Why I like radio drama, because you know when I was younger we listened to radio all the time, and you can just sit in your house and just imagine because you can't see, so it's all your ears and then you feel what coming from the radio. It's so cool.
What? Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
See?
The shadow knows.
That's what I'm talking about. It's just so cool. Oh, man. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, have a good Christmas. Easter?
Yes.
What are you going to do for Christmas? What are you going to do? Anything special?
I am going... Well, I've already had my family Christmas. Okay. It was over in Ohio.
Okay.
Sunday, was great time. Good to see everybody. Everybody's doing well. And you know, so Christmas Eve, I'll go to my Aunt Sherry's.
Cool.
And we'll have Chinese food because cool. They do that's okay. Our annual tradition. Right. It's like the Christmas story when they have the Chinese food because the turkey gets eaten by Klompus's dogs. Spoiler alert. And I think probably everybody's seen the Christmas story by now. So I'll go over to my Aunt Sherry's, and on Sunday I have some friends. We get together usually every year.
Right.
And we you know, just exchange gifts and enjoy each other's company, and you know, it's a good day. So I'll do that.
I'll probably just stay home. I might go out to eat with the family and then just relax, spend time with the family.
Okay. None. Man in the corner.
Tony.
What are you doing? Grandma's house. Grandma. Hey. Over the hills and through the woods, to grandmama's house we go. I don't know the rest of the words.
right.
But that's an old classic song, though. You know, going to grandma's is classic. That is really classic. So I'm going to my daughter's house for Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. You know, I was going to buy some gifts. My wife said pay a bill, so I don't know what I'm going to do. But I got my Christmas tree stuff up. Next year, I'm going to go up high again. I didn't go up high this year. I'm going to go up high and put the
lights up there.
Way up high.
You're going to do did you see the house that they did the Christmas Vacation thing with Clark Griswold? And they had like a mannequin that was hanging over the side. and a guy actually on their Ring doorbell.
Oh, my goodness.
They picked up this guy. He actually went over, and he's moving the ladder over to try to save the guy.
Yeah.
He's like, can you reach the ladder? I'll show you the clip. It's pretty funny.
But I want everybody to have an awesome Christmas, though.
It's one of those things you just had to see.
You got
to
see. And that's good.
But seriously, in all seriousness, Christmas Day is a tough day for me a little bit. So I appreciate my friends, and I appreciate my family, and just know that, make sure you give everyone you love a hug.
Yep.
And make sure that when you leave them, that you leave them by, you tell them you love them.
Yep.
And if you're having disagreements and things, not saying that everything is solvable in one day, but just send a nice word or send a good text or whatever you do. Just put it aside and wish your family and friends happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Because you never know. You never know what's going to happen between now and next year.
No.
And, my mom passed away on Christmas in 2014.
Wow.
And, my good news is I have very good memories of mom. And my last visit with her was like a few hours before she died. Mm-hmm. And we left on very good terms. And you just got to, count your blessings every Christmas. And, put aside those differences and just wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
I talk to my mom all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get good advice, Then I make a mistake, she chews me out.
I was just thinking that last night. Even though both my parents are gone,
I
still feel like they're gone.
Yeah. I got this one tree in my backyard. This might sound crazy, but I am crazy. But I got this one tree that when I'm in a certain room, I look out the window, I see this tree. It's way up high. I'll be talking to mom, and I'll be looking at this tree, talking to her. And I get good advice. Sometimes I just don't do what I'm supposed to do, but it's cool. So anyway, one thing I want folks to do is maybe establish a new tradition at Christmas, just in case you had a tradition and those certain loved ones are gone. Remember them and then honor them by including them in your new tradition and then going on from there. Most definitely.
And we know this is, not to bring the conversation down, but it's important, and I know we're way over time, but right this time of year, we know that people are going through a lot of things, and there are people out there to help. The Suicide Prevention Hotline, 1-800-273-TALK, 8255. You can find them at suicidepreventionlifeline.org. I believe that it's also at that website matches the phone number. 1-800-273-TALK, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. We always keep this magnet in here because we know people struggle. And right now, when you've got stuff going on in your life and maybe, like you said, times are tough financially, you can't buy gifts for your family, things pile up, you got bills to pay, you got that, maybe you got a bad diagnosis, everything that you can think of. Sometimes people, and it compounds and it multiplies and then it pushes you down, and that depression that you're feeling. But life is the answer. Because tomorrow the sun's going to come up
somewhere.
So you gotta remember that. 1-800-273-TALK. If you need help this time of year.
Also shout out to, Blue Washington. She's up there. I think she's in Chicago. Shout out to you on Facebook Live. My sister, she's my sister. I got a bunch of sisters out there. She's my sister. Happy to you. Oh, happy hello to you. Oh, happy birthday. That's what I want to say. Happy birthday to Carla White and Kim Russell Cooper. Kim down there in Terre Haute, Indiana. And I think Carla might be in Terre Haute. I think she's in Terre Haute too. So happy birthday to y'all out there on Facebook. Connecting through social media. What else I got? Got in trouble. No, I ain't got in trouble yet.
At least once per show.
Anyway, well, this is it until when?
Yeah, we'll be back, January the 11th, I think.
Our next show. What y'all going to do? Seizure break that long. You can't go nowhere and break that long.
Sure.
Miss Teresa, y'all can't be gone that long. What am I going to do?
We'll be back before you know it.
I know. Make sure. Time definitely flies.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's January the 11th. We'll be back. So no school talk next week on the 28th or on January 4th. Okay. But we'll be back January the 11th.
One more shout out to Grant Covey. As you go to New York in March, you know, I'm just looking forward to you come back with a big win from the IBS Awards. So go for that, Mr. Grant. Yeah. He's so cool, dude.
Yeah.
He is cool. Our young
scholars. I always say that Grant's going to take my job.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Either he or Corey Clark, maybe Caesar or Tony. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you going to? What you going?
Tony
to,
saying no.
What you going to do if you take your job, man? Be doctor. Take Dr. Buck's job.
I'll take your job.
Good. You can have my pay too.
Having fun.
So we're back in January 11th.
We're laughing.
Maybe we get Dr. Buss to do our first show back.
Yeah. We can try.
All we can do is we can always try.
He's a busy man.
And I wonder if it's.
I usually just send him multiple dates. And
yeah.
Can you do one of these?
Yeah, that's true. He is definitely busy.
Because he's all over it. I saw him one time and we were at a ball game, I think. And man, he just looked so tired. I mean, he just looked like he had. Been going all day. I said, hey, Dr. Butts. I said, this is around this time of year. I said, hey, Dr. Butts, you okay? He said, he's like, oh, I've been going since 6 a.m. It's like 9:30 at night. So
yeah.
the jobs of the superintendent never stop. I mean, that's one of those jobs where you don't want to get that 3 a.m. phone call. You know, if you do.
Exactly.
That is something big, and you got to deal with it.
Exactly.
So those superintendents, they have a lot to deal with. I've been lucky, that I've had superintendents in my family since I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Yeah, you're taking Dr. Bush down now.
I'm not taking anybody out.
Dr. Easter.
I have no desire that job.
That sounds like a menacing Dr. Easter.
I have no desire to do that. That job is,
man.
I like what I'm doing. I'm where I need to be.
Yeah, so Grant, you're not gonna get his job. Hey, he can go Dr. Bus job.
Yeah,
leave Dr. Bus alone. No, talking to myself now.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah,
this may be our longest show ever here.
I know. Yeah, I'm talking to myself.
Caesar's like, I gotta go to class.
Yeah, who got good class? What's your class at, Caesar?
A hall.
You have final?
Yeah, it's American Lit final.
Ooh. Oh, we'll get you out here, don't we?
I mean. I can stay for a little bit longer.
Oh, that phone ring. Dr. Buss said, get that boy to class. Well, Cece, you come back next year?
Yeah, well.
I was wondering, I don't know, you were going to take a break and then go off to college or something like that before you post to. And
That's becoming common.
I know.
Students take a little break.
Yep.
I'm only a junior, though.
But you're smart. Right? Yeah. So you can go to college right now. That's how smart you are. I know. I've seen your resume. Not. All right. Okay. I'll let you go to class. We'll break down. We're back again January the 12th. Something 11th. Like 11th. Yep. And we'll have some more stuff and things. Don't know what the things will be, but there'll be some more stuff for sure. So we appreciate everything that the students have done for the program in 2018. We appreciate you, the audience, out there on Facebook and on the radio for putting up with our shenanigans. And especially supporting our young people, our young scholars here at Ben Davis High School. It's all about our young scholars. Us old folks like me, we just go along for the ride, but it's all about our young scholars and getting them ready for tomorrow, for the future. And we got some bright stars up in here.
Absolutely.
Bright stars up in here. So let's close it out, get them home, because to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. Like Caesar, you must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like Caesar. Caesar's a smart guy, real smart. I want my money now. You pay me. It's okay to be a copycat. You copy Caesar. A young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. Maybe in 2019 nobody can say. And maybe I'll be rich.
We'll try.
And maybe Pope will knock on my door.
Hello, Emerson.
I think the police might keep on the police on knocking on my door. Back to the bus, saying, Emerson, you're out of here. But anyway, it's good views of press on schools on SF Views, MCA Wayne Township, Benioff High School, 99.949. They're my views and views of my guests. Have an awesome Christmas. Awesome New Year.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome New Year. And we'll see you back here in 2019. We'll try it again, and I'll be a little older. And you'll be younger and better for it. Mr. Easter, awesome.
Thank Caesar,
you. Man in the corner. Whee! Folks on Facebook Live and on the radio airways, have a good day.
Absolutely. Woo!